Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. Hello. So, how did Christmas go for you? Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, how did this time of year go? Because up until Christmas Eve, it was insanity. The sales machine was going right until the last minute. And it's now that time of year between Christmas and New Year where you feel like maybe you can breathe a little bit. Everything's kind of slowed down, and being just look on social media, it's not nearly as crazy in terms of sales as it has been. Everything's slowed down a bit, and I've not really seen anything crazy about sales yet either. Even my inbox and my emails haven't blown up with sales yet. So it's felt a bit more chill this year than it has done previously. Whether you're feeling that or not, well, what do you do at this time of year? It's a funny time of year, isn't it? When stuck between Christmas and New Year, it's time just seems to stop. You lose track of what day it is. There's still way too much food around, way too much chocolates, and you just want to veg on the couch. But when you have a crochet business, what do you do with this time of year? To be honest, I don't tend to do a lot. I'm happily just sat crocheting and watching Christmas films. But that is working on my business, because what I'm crocheting is a pattern that I'll release next year. It doesn't feel that way because I give myself permission to crochet what I want. But I have found myself working on my big pattern for next year, which has been really nice, just to sit and crochet and not bother with admin. I also gave myself permission to step away from the admin and not do it if I didn't want to. So, of course, I didn't. But what else do you do? One of the things I have been doing is reflecting on 2025, thinking about what went well, what didn't, what would I have liked to do that I didn't, why didn't I? What didn't go so well? What do I wish I hadn't bothered with? What am I glad I did? It's all these questions and just reflecting on the year past, because when you do that, you can make plans for the year ahead, because you don't want to repeat mistakes made last year. You want to repeat what went well and maybe make it better and do more of those things that you enjoy doing and went well as well. So reflecting on 2025 is going to help you decide on how to move your crochet business forward in 2026 and come up with a plan so that you can make 2026 way better than the previous year. I mean, isn't that always the goal, to have a better year this year than you did the previous one? We want to increase our sales. We want to increase our profits, because by doing that, we get to live the lifestyle that we want. We get to have that freedom of time. We get to spoil our kids. We get to enjoy life more. So we want to know what we don't want to do anymore because it didn't work, or maybe you just didn't enjoy doing it. We want to make sure things go better by doing more of what went well. And you're not going to know that unless you take some time to have a think about it, dive into your numbers and, you know, see what sold best, see what didn't sell. See what you could do to improve your sales. All of this. It's a bit of a deep dive, and that can be a bit of a daunting task to do. But even if you just sit and think about what went well or what went really badly, you will still know what you do and don't want to do next year. When it comes to planning the year ahead, there are three plans really that you need to make. So every business really should have three plans. And there's the overarching financial plan, which is how much money you want to make each month. You then split that down between what products you have and what to sell. You then have a marketing plan, which is where you decide what you're going to promote every month. You don't have to do the whole year in one go, because that's a lot, and you don't necessarily know what your products are going to be in October when we're not even in January yet. But you can make this as you go. But it's knowing how much you need to sell, what price points you need to sell every month to make your financial plan work. And then the third plan is a content plan. And that's how you promote the products that you want to sell in order to make the money in your financial plan. So all three of these plans fit together and make each other happen. So the overarching plan is the financial one. That's kind of the big picture. The marketing plan is kind of the middle picture where we get down a little bit more detail. And the content plan is the fine detail of what you're promoting every day on social media or every week through newsletters or what you're going to be pinning on Pinterest, that kind of thing. So that's the fine detail. And all these three plans, they fit together. And it's not that complicated. When you split it into the three, it becomes a much more manageable prospect. And it's something you can start any time of year. Because even if you only plan a month ahead, you know, with the marketing plan, it kind of guides you. So you always know what's happening. You want the financial plan in place as soon as possible because that's the one that's going to tell you how much money you need to make each month in order to make the money you need for the year. So if you know that you want to make, say, $40,000 from your crochet, you need to split that between the months and see how much you need to make every month, every week, every day, if that's what works for you. So you know how much you need to bring in. And that informs how you do your marketing. So knowing what worked for you last year, you can plan for doing more of that in 2026 and it goes into your plan. Knowing what you want to avoid, you make sure it's not in there because it didn't work well for you last year, so why is it going to work for you in 2026? And you can make sure that's not in your plan at all. These reflections help do the planning. So if you want to know more about how to do those three plans, I do have a course on planning your crochet business year, and it takes you through how to make those three plans along with templates and guidance on how to do it. And you can find that link in the show notes. But having those plans in place is going to make sure that you can have the year that you want in your crochet business. Instead of being unprepared, you get prepared. So if one of your reflections is, I wish I'd started promoting crochet that was selling for summer holidays, maybe it's beachwear, cover-ups, solar sandals, maybe you wish you start promoting earlier than you did. Well, now you can make it happen. You can make sure that you make a note in your marketing plan when you want to start promoting for those summer holiday products so that you get sales in earlier. And this is why you do plan, so you don't miss opportunities. If we only react to things when we think of them, we could have missed a good chunk of the sales. If you realise you need to create something new, that takes time. It takes time to crochet something up from scratch. It takes time then to create photos, create content for your Shopify listings. And you lose a big chunk of sale time if you just do things off the bat. If you just react when you think of it. You can miss entire opportunities during the year if you do that. But if you plan ahead and you've got everything written down in a marketing plan of when you need to sell, what you need to sell, you're not going to miss those opportunities. Christmas. Maybe you wish you started getting prepared a couple months early. By making your plans, you're making sure you don't miss those opportunities. It's being more organized, and having these plans is how these big corporations work. They don't pull marketing campaigns, you know, as they want to put on TV. They don't pull that out at the last minute. They make those months in advance. People are filming Christmas ads in the middle of summer because they are planning, they are prepared, because they know how much of their income relies on Christmas. So they are very, very prepared, well in advance, so that they can take advantage of the entire Christmas selling season to make sure those profits come in. And you have to work the same way. If you want your crochet business to really, really work for you and bring you that income that you need it to, you've got to get organized. And reflecting on the previous year helps do that. Because you know what you want to do better. You know what you wish you could have done. Bring all of that into 2026 and your planning. Get all of that together and your business will be far more successful than it was last year. Because you planned it, because you're not repeating mistakes, because you know what you did work and you're doing more of it. That alone is going to mean that you have a better year than last year. But planning is key. So if you want to know more about those three business plans, go check them out. The link is in the show notes. It's a three-part course that takes you through both creating your financial plan, so that overarching one, using that to create your marketing plan, and then your marketing plan to your content plan. So we go from big picture right down to small detail. And that's going to make sure that you're organized, you always know what you want to post, and that you don't miss any selling opportunities, and that you make the money that you need to from your crochet business. It's all there waiting for you. So take a look at that. And I would love to hear what your plans are for the year ahead. So you can find me on Substack at Crochet Business School, and I would love to hear more. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time in the next episode. Bye for now.